Good afternoon. The cold front that brought scattered showers and a few bursts of rain during the overnight period and early this morning to parts of interior New York and New England continues to make its way through the region. Out ahead of the front, still a couple of scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, primarily in southern and eastern New England as the front makes its way off the eastern seaboard. Behind the front, the sun has already come back in northern parts of New York and in the Mohawk Valley, while the rest of the region will have increasing sunshine throughout the day. A breeze out of the west-northwest will pick up, and that's going to drive the humidity down from west to east throughout the day. Still, temperatures will respond to that increasing sunshine, and highs will be in the middle to upper 80s. Overnight tonight, skies will be clear as high pressure builds in, and temperatures will drop back to more comfortable levels, and mainly in the upper 50s and lower 60s on average. As we get into the day on Saturday, a beautiful afternoon, lots of sunshine, warm with comfortable humidity, and highs back into the mid-80s. High pressure will dominate into the day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. With a weak disturbance passing through, though, we do run the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm by late afternoon and the early evening hours. Regardless, high temperatures on Sunday will be back into the middle and upper 80s. Any cloud cover overnight Sunday night will give way to increasing sunshine during the second half of the day on Monday, highs back into the lower to mid-80s, and with high pressure and control through the middle of next week, we'll look for dry weather on Tuesday and Wednesday, along with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-80s, and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm coming back into the picture on Thursday, but high temperature staying in the summer-like 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Gaston, located about 1,195 miles east-southeast of Bermuda. Westerly wind shear has weakened Gaston over the past 36 hours, but this shear is now subsiding, and Gaston is forecast to strengthen back to a hurricane, possibly within the next 24 hours. And a weak area of low pressures extending from eastern Cuba northward to the central Bahamas, and it's producing disorganized shower and thunderstorm activity. Upper-level winds are expected to remain unfavorable for significant development during the next couple of days while the system moves west-northwestward at about 10 miles per hour. Environmental conditions could become a little more conducive for development early next week when the system moves into the eastern Gulf of Mexico. The Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft scheduled to investigate this system this morning was canceled. Regardless of development, heavy rains, with the potential to cause flash floods and mudslides, are likely over Hispaniola today and over eastern and central Cuba through the weekend. Gusty winds and locally heavy rainfall are likely over portions of the Bahamas and will likely spread into parts of South Florida and the Florida Keys over the weekend. Interests elsewhere in Florida and the eastern Gulf of Mexico should continue to monitor the progress of this disturbance. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, lower 90s. Boston, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s. And in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 59, the record high, 98, set in 1948, and the record low, 40, in 1942. Sunrise this morning was at 6:14 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:39 p.m., 13 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with decreasing humidity today and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, scattered showers and storms possible with increasing sunshine later in the day today and highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny with decreasing humidity today and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, scattered showers and storms possible with increasing sunshine later in the day today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. mostly clear tonight with lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine with decreasing humidity today and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, lower humidity in the mid-80s, a mix of sun and clouds, a late-day thunderstorm possible on Sunday, but mainly dry, upper 80s. Any clouds giving way to sunshine Monday, lower to mid-80s, mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday, and the chance of a thunderstorm possible Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.